You are listening to WXRW LP Milwaukee River West Radio 104.1 FM on your radio dial, and also riverwestradio.com globally. So that little song that I play at the beginning of every episode is called Figli dell'Officina, and it's Italian, and it translates to Sons of the Workshop. It's a great little song. It's a fun one to sing. It goes, Figli dell'Officina, o figli del terra, or something like that. I don't know. Well, you know what? I could look that up, actually. Hang on just a second here. Bear with me, everybody, while I do a little looking up here. Here we go. Hey, look at that. We've got the original lyrics, and then I was able to punch those into a little translator. You know which one. And this is how it goes. So we'll just do the English version because I'm not going to sit here and butcher the Italian version for everybody. The lyrics go, I should tell you what you're listening to. Oh my gosh. You guys, I'm your host, NTSC, and welcome to The Anti. You know, this is a weekly primer on freedom. Let me tell you about The Anti. It's anti-authoritarian. It's anti-capitalist. It's anti-hierarchy. It's anti-sexist. It's anti-racist. It's anti-fascist. It's anti-electoralist, and even more. So you got to be asking yourself, if we are against so much, and man, listening to that list of things, we are against a lot of stuff here on The Anti. What do we stand for? Is a very fair question for you to be asking yourself and me. Ask me that. I'll tell you what we stand for. The ideals of freedom. That's right. In this series, we try to explore. Sometimes we explore, maybe every 12th episode, we explore what a free society might look like while recognizing that none of us today are truly free. None of us. And like I said, however many episodes ago, it really seems like I do a lot more recognizing than actually theorizing as to what a free society might actually look like. So having said all that, even though the device that you're listening to was not free, I guarantee that the radio waves are, for now at least. But I'll tell you what, there's a caveat. What a nasty little caveat it is. WXRW River West Radio, 104.1 FM on your radio dial, riverwestradio.com, costs money to make, costs money to operate. And that stinks. I hate that. But them's the facts, you know? But I'll tell you what, there's something you can do. If you're listening to this, either on the radio, probably in your car, if you are listening to it on the radio, or if you're listening to it online at either riverwestradio.com or creamcitymedia.com/anti, you can help. You can help keep River West Radio on the air and also online. There's a few ways you can do that. You can visit our station at 824 East Center Street here in beautiful Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right near Lake Michigan. You can purchase a hat that you should wear every single day of the week. You could wear you could buy a shirt that you could equally wear every single day of the week. You could get a mug that you could drink your coffee or your tea or just water. Just delicious Milwaukee municipal tap water out of. Yeah, the odds are good the municipal water you're drinking has a fair amount of lead and heavy metals in it. But that's not the mug's fault! That's not the mug's fault. You can get that mug, that hat, and that shirt here at 824 East Center Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I'll tell you what, all the proceeds of that purchase will go directly to supporting River West Radio WXRW, you betcha. Or you could do one even bigger than that. If you particularly enjoy any of the programming that you might listen to on WXRW, and I mean any of it, not just this show, if you like There Goes the Neighborhood, if you like Bing Bong Crunch, if you like State Reppin', if you like Packerverse, what else we got there? If you like Public Policy with Mary Glass and company, if you like any of it, and there's so much great programming on River West Radio, I think there's over 60 shows now with well over 100 producers putting out really great content every single week. If you like any of those shows, there's a whole bunch of minutes that are available throughout the day in between shows when we do our required FCC mandated station identification. Those are minutes that are available for you to have your message written and spoken on the air or online. And to do that, you can become an official underwriter. And all that means is you enter into a relationship with River West Radio. You say, hey, I'm a merchant, or I have a business, or I just have a vested interest in community radio and lifting community local voices. And you get in touch with us and you say, I have, I have this entity, be it a business or, you know, whatever it is, that I would like people to know about. And I want to support River West Radio. So I'll tell you what, how do I do that? And we'll say, fantastic. You can do that. We'll enter into a great little contract that will benefit both of us, both you and the radio station, because you'll pay us and we'll get to hopefully survive another year. And then we'll craft a really fantastic message about the service that you provide, that will follow all of the necessary guidelines as dictated by the FCC. And then we'll create a great little radio spot that'll go wherever you want. We've got fantastic packages, with drive time and middle of the day and, you know, evening and weekends and all the times that you really want to have your message aired. And then, of course, we can just slap your business, you know, all over the website, because that's well within our control. So get in touch. Call River West Radio or just visit us at 824 East Center Street. Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and begin the process of becoming an underwriter. It's fast, it's easy, it's fun, and you support local radio, and listeners will learn about you and how cool you are. And if you become an underwriter, you don't need to take my word for it, but you're pretty cool, you know, by my definition of the word cool. Okay. Oh, and guess what, kiddos? Now you can also dial into River West Radio on your smart speaker of choice, whichever one you have at home. It's probably at home, but you might have one in your office. Who knows? Tell your listening device to play WXRW River West Radio, and it'll do it because we're on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Okay, so let's jump back over here to translate. We were talking about Figli dell'Officina, that little opening music, little piece of music that I play. So I performed that on my digital melodeon, and it turned out pretty nice. I'm pretty pleased with it. So this is the English translation of the original Italian lyrics. Sons of the workshop, oh sons of the earth, the hour is already approaching of the most just war. The proletarian war. War without borders. We will lift up in the wind red and black flags. Next, we are rebels, proud vindicator from a world of brothers of peace and work. From the mountains and valleys down we go quickly. With these men from the streets, we do vengeance. of the people, the daring. We are the purest flowers. Flowers not wilted. From the Letso of the Hovels. I don't know what a Letso is, and neither does this translating app. I'll look it up later. Next, we are rebels. Proud vindicator, a world of brothers of peace and work. We salute death. Beautiful and avenging. We will open the doors at a happier era. We cling to the dead, and without turning pale, for the Pugnamo anarchy. I don't know what a Pugnamo is. Pugnamo? Pugnamo? I don't know how to pronounce it. Either win or die. Next, we are rebels. Proud vindicator. From a world of brothers of peace and work. So, Figli dell'Officina, as you can see, is it's an anarchist song. It's a working class song. It's talking about raising high the red and black flags, and that, you know, the black flag is the official flag of anarchism. The red flag is oftentimes understood as the official flag of communism. But the red and black flags, when seen together, are usually, at least from my perspective, seen as the banners of anarcho-communism, right? So the song is originally Italian, which I think is quite beautiful, considering that fascism began in Italy. And there was, understandably, a very powerful anti-fascist movement against that new political structure of totalitarianism. So I play this little song at the beginning of every show because I'm an anarchist. You probably know that. If you've listened to a single episode of this show, then you know that. But I'm a bad anarchist sometimes. Like, I'm such a bad anarchist, you know? Because the whole point is, you know, to demolish hierarchy, right? And to dismantle the power structures of the current era. And to liberate ourselves. And to prove that we can govern ourselves. And to prove, moreover, that we can help one another. That we can achieve all the necessary goals of life without hierarchy, without pernicious control, right? All of those good things. That's what anarchism is. Well, I'm a bad anarchist sometimes. And you know, there's no such thing as a perfect anything, and we're all a work in progress. And anarchism, as you know from having listened to this show, is not an ideology. It's a process. It's a process through which you can interact with the world at large, you know, and the people around you. So why am I a bad anarchist? Well, I'm a bad anarchist because at the beginning of every single show, I tell you what to do. No, it's not totally fair. I'm looking at my little script that I read here every single episode. And I say, you can visit the station. And that's just true. That's just, I say, you know, you can visit the station and purchase a hat or a mug or a t-shirt, and the proceeds will go directly to supporting the station. I guess I've never like outright ordered anybody like, oh, you better get down here. I've never physically threatened anyone with violence or anything if you don't, you know, come on down to 824 East Center Street and get a hat or a mug. Or anything like that. But, oh man, I'll tell you, saying that last part, you know, buy a hat, buy a mug. Yeah, you can come on down and do that. And we're well within our rights as a 501c3 nonprofit to talk about even the costs of hats and mugs and, you know, stuff like that if we wanted to. We can do that quite handsomely. We can do that all day if we want to. We can have a whole hour and a half show that's just us talking about the prices of things that we have for sale, because we're allowed to do that as a 501c3 nonprofit according to the FCC guidelines. But it's hard sometimes to resonate. That's probably not the word I'm looking for. It's hard to talk about the cost of things and buying things. as an anarchist, you know? Because I want to see the abolition of the money commodity so terribly. Man, it's just... it's real bad. Like, oh. Oh, you know, like... you go online and... I can only speak from my own personal experience, you know, but I'll wake up in the morning and I'll be having a swell day. I will have slept well, you know, I'll have tea with my wife in the morning, water the plants, you know, watch the birds at our bird feeder because we have a cute little bird feeder and, you know, the birds are all jerks to each other, but they're super cute, you know, and it's real cold out right now. So the birds are all puffed up. They're basically just little spheres. They're little puffy spheres. You know, they're circles, these things. They're adorable. You know, we watch people walking their dogs in the neighborhood, and dogs are always cute. Dogs are great. You know, they improve any day. And I'll be feeling good, you know, and I'll be having a delicious cup of Earl Grey with some local honey in it. And it's, oh, it just starts my day off so right. And then I will make the monumental error of going online, even to a community that I support, you know, and that I feel a part of. Like, I'll go to social networking and I'll go there and I'll just, people think they're helping. I don't know. People think they're, you know, potentially improving my day by posting things they want me to know. And bless them, they want me to know these things. They want me to stay informed. And I get it. You know, that's really, really nice of them to want me to be informed. But none of this stuff improves my day, you know? And it just, I'll tell you the thing that hurts the most. And I should mention this, the primer to all of this is no one is intending to hurt me personally. Purposefully. Nobody. They post these things from a place of love and a place of concern for the world. You know, a place of very genuine concern for the world. And it hurts me so terribly because then I read the comments and nobody should ever do that. Comment sections online should just be, I don't know. You can't burn, you know, the digital realm. But man, I tell you, sometimes I just want to take just a can of digital petroleum or, you know, lighter fluid and just start fresh, you know? So I'll read the comments. And again, by and large, because the people in the comments are people in a community that I consider myself to be a part of, and they're people with whom I generally agree, they will be putting forward what they see as solutions that, you know, like-minded individuals may agree with or may appreciate. And I get that, and that's great. But most of the time, those solutions really don't jive with me. And if you've listened to any of the episodes of this show, and they're all available at creamcitymedia.com/anti. Let's see which ones here. Let me just real quick dive into the past episodes. There's 27 of them available online right now. So episode 3, 4, 5, certainly 6 and 7 and 8, and 9 and 10, and 15 and 16 and 17 and 18 and 21 and 22 and 23 and 24. Yeah, most of them all pretty plainly lay out, you know, my thesis against what a lot of people see as really viable solutions, you know. And those viable solutions are the things that you hear all the time. People say, well, we just got to vote in the right people, or we just got to vote out the wrong people, or we just got to vote with your wallet, which is a really funny one to me, you know. Oh, just stop paying the money to the thing and the thing will go away. Or they'll be like, we have to financially incentivize good behavior on the part of corporations. Or they'll be like, we need to let the market take care of this. So what we need to do is de-incentivize people spending their money on X, Y, or Z thing, and the invisible hand will do the rest of the job for us, or blah, blah, blah. And it's all the same thing. And if you've listened to any of the episodes of this show, and you know that I generally say the same thing all the time too, so I'm just as much of a broken record as everybody else is. It's just I tend to believe in the record that I'm playing. And I'm real sick of everybody else's record. Oh, man. I'll tell you. So this is going to be episode 28, right? I don't even know what to call this thing. This episode isn't great right now. You know, what inspired this whole episode, this whole week's episode? Well, any number of things inspired this week's episode. You know, the 24-hour news cycle, just the ceaseless onslaught against, you know, the most basic human rights. Oh, man. You know, my wife's workplace is going to be instituting a new... new health insurance plan, and it's just terrible. Oh, man. It's gonna nearly double the amount of money that we pay, and it's gonna significantly decrease our coverage. And, like, you just have to laugh, because it's all you can do. There's just nothing else for it, you know? And I don't personally... No, that's not true. I know personally one other anarchist. I know one other guy who in the past has mentioned, at least offhand, that he's an anarchist. And I want so desperately to be able to talk to anybody about the real issues facing the world, you know, from any position that is not just a neoliberal capitalist position. Because, you know, even my friends who would consider themselves, you know, socialists, they're still totally looking at everything from a neoliberal stance. And their hearts are really in the right place, you know? And I recognize that I run the risk of looking patronizing when I say things like their hearts are in the right place, you know? And I should stress, I don't think I'm better than anybody. Because I'm not. Oh, boy, am I not. I don't think I'm righter than anybody. I don't think any of the episodes of this show, you know, have the answers, you know. But I would be a hypocrite if I thought that my beliefs weren't founded in reality. You know, if the things that I've talked about were not possible. They are possible. The world that I envision, a world free from hierarchy and a world free from capitalism, it is achievable. But I guess the whole point of this episode is I've hit a wall. Because it doesn't actually feel achievable. I know intellectually it is achievable. I know that we, you know, being kind of everybody, outnumber the billionaires of this world, oh boy, by a lot. And I've said it, I think, in a past episode, to a degree that they basically don't even exist. So if we just decided to kind of take our ball and stop playing the game, you know, to use kind of a playground euphemism, we could change the world overnight. If we really wanted to. So intellectually, just logically, I know it's possible. I know such a world could exist. And it would take bravery, but it can happen. Emotionally, I'm not so sure anymore. That's what this show is probably about. disillusionment, maybe, I guess. Because, you know, the online communities I find myself in display both the best heart of people, you know, that represents kindness, generosity, you know, cooperation, community, you know, respect for people. That's definitely the kind of tenet the communities I find myself in really espouse. But then at the same time, in those discussions, in those online arguments, I am privy to people who really believe so fundamentally that the system that exists now works and is good. And that boggles my mind to such a degree that I feel broken. You know, I feel hopeless. And I never try to succumb to hopelessness because it is a useless feeling. Hopelessness achieves nothing. Hope achieves things. Positivity and optimism achieve things, and I've said that in the past. So I don't know where to go with this, you know, this feeling. I don't know what to do with this feeling. I would like to talk to other anarchists face to face and just be like, man, I don't know what to do, you know? I don't know where to go to try and keep moving towards what I think is a positive direction. And I don't know if talking about it will help, you know? Maybe I just need to go back into therapy. But I'll guarantee my therapist isn't gonna know what the heck I'm talking about. My last therapist was always like, oh God, just the look on her face. She was always like, oh, Evan. Oh, you know, she'd just sigh and be like, oh. You could just see the look on her face. It just screamed, oh, he's so naive. Maybe I am, you know? Maybe I'm painfully naive. It's possible, but I don't think so. I think I'm more realistic than most people who believe fundamentally that doing the same thing will achieve a different result. Who said that that's the definition of insanity? I think it's been misappropriated or, whatever people say that was Einstein or whatever. I don't think we really know who said it. If we do, great. I don't care. doing the same thing and expecting a different result. If it's not the definition of insanity, it's at least pretty dumb. And that's all the petitions, you know, that's all the solutions of people, even on my side of the aisle, you know, that's all they have is just doing the same thing and expecting a different result. I don't know who to talk to. So welcome to episode 28, everybody. Next week will be better. I promise. I'll do research and I'll come up with a great topic and it'll be worthwhile. But until that time, you've been listening to The Anti here on WXRW River West Radio. I'll be on next week, to talk about topics as they relate to freedom and our awesome shared potential. As always, past episodes can be found at riverwestradio.com or creamcitymedia.com/anti. That one. And more information can be found at riverwestradio.com. Peace.